Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, but his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my border property, and that your hand would be with me, and you would keep me from evil, so that it does not hurt me." And God granted his request. Let's move on to the prayer point. Heavenly Father, I honor your name and worship your majesty. Eternal Rock of Ages, I thank you for this awesome new dawn and grace of life. Father, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your blood shed for my salvation. Lord, thank you for your grace that is forever sufficient for me. Lord, thank you for the privilege to call on you and you answer me. Lord, I come to you this day and I pray that all evil cycles be broken in my life. Lord Jesus, let an end come to evil patterns that is in my lineage and has refused to stop. Father, eliminate every negative condition that has turned itself to an inheritance in my household. Lord Eternal, destroy the plans of the wicked over my destiny and family in Jesus' name. Lord, destroy all spoken words that was said into my generation from past generation that is still bearing fruits now. Lord Jesus, cancel all evil reports over my life that I do not know or know of. I decree this is a season of my divine change and breakthrough. I decree concerned verses for this daily prayers are impacted by it and our household. Nothing will hinder our testimonies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Everlasting Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating in the power of the Word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. The Lord has broken all evil cycles in my life and generation. God has given me a new name. I am standing above all principalities and powers victoriously. Christ has set me free in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's today's prayer from being inspired by His Word. Today is the 12th of May 2023. All glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this and tuning in tomorrow for another one of time of prayer to the glory of God and by His grace. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus is coming soon. Good morning, wonderful listeners. Welcome to Being Inspired by His Word Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Leon, and I'll be taking today's prayer. Today's prayer is taken from the book of Proverbs 17:19. I'm reading from Amplified Classic Version. He who loves strife and is quarrelsome loves transgression and involves himself in guilt. He who raises high his gateway and is boastful and arrogant invites destruction. Let's move on to the prayer point. Lord Almighty, I worship your majesty and honor your holy name. Eternal Rock of Ages, thank you for this awesome day and grace of life. Abba, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Father, thank you for your word and the trust the word instills in me daily. Father, make me instrument of your peace in all circumstances. Lord, remove every pride and hatred from my life. Give me the grace to love others as you love them. Lord, terminate every self-loathe or self-destruction for my life. Lord, save me from every works of flesh that can destroy my spiritual growth. Lord, anoint me for your greatness and do a new thing in my life. Father, grant me the grace to forgive and let go of any hurt that constantly brings my spirit man against your will. Lord, concerned verses for this daily prayer is all impacted by it and our household. Help us to live according to your will and purpose for us for the rest of our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Abba Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating the power of the Word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. The Lord is in control of my life. God has given me peace in all aspects of life. The same spirit that raised Jesus from dead lives in me. I am not sold out to the dictates and desires of the perishing world. Hallelujah. And that's today's prayer from being inspired by His Word. Today is the 13th of May 2023. All glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this and tuning in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer to the glory of God and by His grace. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus is coming soon.